Students' Book, page 102. Activity 13. Listen and read. How have hobbies changed with the times? Hobbies in the past.
Like fashion, hobbies change with the times. In our days, a lot of hobbies use technology. We take digital photographs and post them online, and kids play computer games. But what did people used to do before this technology? Let's take a look at some hobbies that were popular more than 100 years ago. Many of the sports that we play today were popular in the past, too. Soccer became popular and had rules for the first time in the 19th century. Many soccer clubs were started by employers so that workers could play and stay fit. Soccer was a man's sport, but both men and women played tennis and croquet. Unfortunately, long skirts at that time did not help women with their game at all. Many women and girls spent their spare time doing sewing and embroidery. They used a needle and thread to make tiny stitches on a piece of fabric. They made clothes and accessories, such as scarves and gloves. They also made home decorations. They created beautiful pictures of flowers, birds, and other patterns, and they used to embroider cushions, tablecloths, and rugs. Girls in the 19th century used to play with dolls and dollhouses. At that time, toys were handmade. The dolls' heads were often made of china, and the bodies were made of wood or calico. Rocking horses were also very popular. They were made of wood, and their tails were made of real horsehair. Boys used to play with toy trains and railways. Finally, people in the 19th century loved nature, so one popular hobby was collecting and drawing butterflies. People used to catch butterflies in nets and fix them on special boards with pins. They used to draw pictures that showed all the details and colors of the beautiful insects. Past or present, hobbies are a great way to pass the time. Also, the most important thing is they help us show our creativity and use our imagination.